I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the Steelers' ceiling with Russ?
Before I answer this, I want to ask all y'all a question.
Okay, please do, sir.
I like this.
What's the ceiling for the Ravens?
Super Bowl.
Okay. What's the ceiling for the Texans?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
How about Buffalo?
Super Bowl. Better be.
I believe the Steelers can beat all them teams.
Wow.
I do. I believe T.J. Watt, the Steelers defense, Coach Tomlin, Russell Wilson under center can beat all them teams. Mm-hmm. So if we saying Super Bowl for them, we should be saying Super Bowl for Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Whoa! James Jones on Fox Sports 1. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. What a difference 2 weeks makes, Doran.
Honestly.
I mean, whoa!
Quarterback.
Mike Tomlin says this is not a quarterback-centric team.
Hmm.
At least that's how it was passed on to us by Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the broadcast on Monday night. But it's funny to couch it that way because nobody was talking about the Steelers in this regard until Russell Wilson took over the reins at quarterback. You need to have one.
Yep.
You need to be able to throw. They have one now. They can throw. And so I wonder if Steelers fans, who I think there was almost this consensus saying, can you just win a playoff game this year and break the streak? I'm wondering if the goalposts have moved on that. If now you need to see more than just winning a playoff game for this season to be a success. 412-928-9370. What do you think?
I think if you kind of it's always been about what's around you and what's the team's doing around you. And can you really envision what you've seen the last 2 weeks, the Pittsburgh Steelers competing with those teams? Like, that's the honest question that you have to ask yourself. Like, can you see the Steelers and what they've done in the last 2 weeks? I don't care who the opponent was. This is what they looked like. It was more about them than the opponent against the Jets and the Giants. Can you see that go out there in a playoff game and beat the Bills? I could see that. Could you see them doing that against the Ravens? We're going to find out in a couple weeks. Probably. Chiefs are the Chiefs. I get it. You're probably going to have to face them at some point. You will, literally during the season, on Christmas. But everybody else, I can see the recipe that they have cooking right now. It's only one game. It's not Major League Baseball.
Correct.
It's not a series. It's not like the Yankees have life now because they won 11-4 and they didn't get swept. You know, they have another chance. They have another fighting chance. Like, one day? T.J. Watt? Alex Highsmith? They all play on the same page one day on defense on a Sunday, and Russell Wilson is thrown for 260-plus yards?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, right?
Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy at all. And I don't want to yank this conversation in a different direction. You get another wide receiver, and now you're really talking?
Yes.
But let's just put that to the side for a second. Russell Wilson beat the Chiefs last year. Russell Wilson beat the Bills last year.
There.
Yes. Not an easy thing to do. I think the first step is play at least a playoff game at home. Play a playoff game at Acrisure Stadium. Hadn't always been successful for them. They lost to the Browns there, lost to the Jags there. We've seen it. But that's the first step. So that you're playing a Chargers or a, I don't think, very good Cincinnati team or Indianapolis Broncos. Or the Broncos. I would pick the Steelers over any one of those teams at home in a playoff game. So to me, that's the first step. But you don't insert Russell Wilson at quarterback to merely win that game. Go win a couple. I say this all the time. As information changes, so too should opinion. Well, as circumstances change, so too should goals. I look at Pitt football as a perfect example of this. Coming into the year, I said, if they go like 6-6 and beat West Virginia and go to a bowl, win a bowl game after being 3-9 last year, you take that. Oh, and maybe Eli Holstein's the guy, and what do you have in Cade Bell? Well, here they are at 7-0, and I don't think it's unfair to say, hey, maybe this team could win the ACC championship, and maybe this team could be a playoff game. Doesn't mean you cry in your beer if they don't. It's been a good season, but things change.
Mm-hmm.
At 4-2, my hope was that Justin Fields would get better and better and better as the season went on, and then you see. Can he get consistent? And then you see. Well, now you've got Russell Wilson looking like he did 4 years ago. And you've got an offense that has run for over 100 yards, Doran, in 7 out of the 8 games they've played. They're a top 10 rushing offense in the league. George Pickens all of a sudden looks more like a number one wide receiver. Yeah, I think, I don't know that the ceiling for me is Super Bowl, but can this team win multiple playoff games? Sure. Sure. Like, the Chiefs are the one team.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone who plays the Chiefs, probably an arrowhead in the playoffs, going to be an underdog. They won multiple championships in a row. They're going for a three-peat. I don't compare the Steelers to them right now.
Me neither.
We'll see what happens on Christmas. Maybe that changes the math. Maybe, maybe, if you win enough games and you win that one, maybe you don't have to go to Arrowhead. Just saying. We'll get there when you get there. But can you beat those other teams in a one-off?
Sure.
Sure. Absolutely. The issue with Buffalo last year was the defense was so banged up. Josh Allen goes out there, has a nice day, but your quarterback has a red zone turnover. And Mason Rudolph had a clear ceiling, and he was probably always going to hit his head on that ceiling come playoff time. Russell Wilson's ceiling is he's won a Super Bowl before, and he looks more like that guy today than he did in the last 2 years in Denver.
I don't know what the Steelers' ceiling is, and I don't think anybody knows. We can guess, and you know that's what makes this business so much fun. But what I do know about the Steelers is that this isn't a fluke. You know where they're at right now. Like, they're a good football team. They can play. Like, they can play. I mean, just look across the board on offense and defense right now. I mean, their weakest link on offense is their offensive line because of the mix and matching of having to do that, and they figured it out, and they have the record of 6-2. Heading into the bye week with a battered offensive line.
You just survived Dexter Lawrence in one of the best pass rushes, if not the best pass rush in the NFL, and Ryan McCollum was your center. And you're going to get your guy who was playing at a really high level back. You're going to get Cam Sutton back. You're, I hope, going to add a wide receiver. So they're playing good football. They're beating up on bad teams in a way we haven't seen in a long time. And I think the best is yet to come. With their roster, they didn't lose anybody in this game on Monday, and they're set to get a handful of guys back. And you're going to attack the second half of the season at the best place you've been health-wise since, I mean, frankly, probably midway through last year. They've right. had health issues all season long. I wonder if Steelers fans are viewing it the same way. Are you starting to dream that maybe this team is destined for more or capable of achieving more? Art Rooney said it at the end of last year. We need to win a playoff game. Are you setting your expectations higher than that now? 412-928-9370. We'd love your perspective on this on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Colin Cowherd was giving them some love on his show. He never does that.
Never.
I'm not saying that you need to think he's the grand poobah of all things NFL knowledge, but when the people who generally poo-poo the franchise are now saying, hey, there might be something there, I do stop and pay attention. Dan Orlovsky and a lot of the national media members who were saying Tomlin totally flubbed this have now given Russell Wilson a ton of credit. Mark Schlereth came out and said, this is the best Russell Wilson has looked in years. So if you're getting the old Russell Wilson and you've got one of the best defenses, flawed, fair, but one of the best defenses in the NFL, why should the expectation be, oh, just get in and win a wild card game?
Right.
It should be better than that. 412-928-9370. We'd love your perspective. Give us a ring. Here's a text. Maybe you can jump off this text. Didn't they just beat a horrendous Giants team by a single score? Who among their wins and losses has a winning record? The Ravens just lost to the Browns. What would we be doing here if the Steelers did that? The Ravens lost to
the Raiders.
The Raiders at home with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. If Tomlin did that, he'd have his head on a spike. The Bengals are 3-5. All these teams are flawed. The Steelers are flawed as well. Can they win a couple of playoff games? 412-928-9370. You, like that person, can also text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Azana. I live in Columbus, Ohio. When we vote, we send a message that we will be heard. And with so much at stake, our fundamental right to vote is on the line. We can't afford to miss this chance. Vote by November 5th.
Paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party. www.ohiodems.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
So James Jones of Fox Sports says Steelers have a Super Bowl ceiling. Are you starting, maybe not to believe that, but to believe that their ceiling is higher than, hey, just win a playoff game? Because that's kind of the way we've been discussing it all offseason and early on this season. 412-928-9370 is the number. We got some phone callers lined up. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm not saying these Steelers are the 08 Steelers, Dorn. But that team, you think about how they won, great defense. That defense was better than this one. The offense had a legitimate quarterback, duh, who had won a Super Bowl and would get the ball to the eligibles and was just a professional. Didn't have a great offensive line. Had a great returner in Santonio Holmes. So you had elements on all three sides. And I do see at least a Michelob Ultra version of that with this group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really do think it's a well-rounded team. And come playoff time, that's going to help. I mean, it's tough to score points at times in the playoffs. You need to make big-time plays. You've got a quarterback who maybe can do that now, a defense that tends to stand up and make big-time plays, and then a special teams unit, which is second to none in the league.
Well, also, too, I mean, you know, coming out of this bye week, I think that one thing that is relevant to talk about, and if you are a playoff team in playoff caliber and want to win playoff games, you have to have depth. And I think that they are creating depth by the timing of this bye week, getting your center back, and also being able to see what you had out of your backup center, which was very, very good. Like, I give that kid a lot of credit. That was a tough job. That's a tough deal to go in there and do that and do what he did, and especially the last game against going against an all-pro and right in front of him. You create a depth there. You create depth at linebacker. You create depth at outside backer. You create depth at safety. You create depth at corner. Create depth at nickel. Create depth at running back with Cordero Patterson. So, you know, that is very significant as well, is who's behind the guys just in case something does happen, because there's still a long season left to go.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of the time, too, I mean, if you're healthy, you got a chance. If you're not, you don't. I mean, that's why you do need the depth, like you're saying. You know, those Killer Bees teams, I mean, they dealt with a lot of injuries at and around playoff time. Ryan Shazier, obviously. Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and D'Angelo Williams not available in a playoff game they lost to Peyton Manning in 2015 to the eventual Super Bowl champions. You got to be healthy. You got to be healthy. And if you're not healthy, you got to have viable backups. If you don't believe, what do you need to see? Like, because we've had the texters and the tweeters, oh, damn, beat anybody. Okay, if they beat Washington, is that good enough? Or will you then say Washington's a fraud? I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Washington's sitting here at 6-2. You got them coming off a bye. If you beat that team, that's a feather in the cap, isn't it? Or is it, no, they beat a rookie quarterback and they had extra rest? If you beat the Ravens, well, you always beat the Ravens. Well, then you got the Browns. I mean, so, like, what do people need to see?
Right.
Because they weren't blowing teams out in the past. Their point differential is great. Second half, they're the best team in football. Like, what do they need to show you then if you're not quite there that makes you think they can be there? Michael in Moon Township first up today. Good morning, Michael. Michael?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Well, we know the deeper it gets into the season, it becomes a war of attrition. I believe that the Steelers can get to the playoffs. I believe they can maybe, you know, get to the AFC Championship. However, they got to keep Russell healthy. I'll turn off. I'll listen.
Okay, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
He'll turn off right now. You got to turn off and listen. Yeah, Russ does got to stay healthy.
Yes. But you feel comfortable that if, you know, something in some crazy world were to happen, that you got a lot of reps. You got 6 games worth of reps with Justin Fields. And you know that that could be an asset to running a decent offense, and you could probably win some games that way if you needed to again.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that there's a whole other element with Justin Fields that we haven't seen yet. And that's another element of to add to this team that we're, you know, James Jones is saying could be a Super Bowl contender is the Justin Fields element. I'm not saying that he's going to take reps away from, you know, significant reps away from Russell Wilson, but there is still something in the tank that they want to use Justin Fields in certain positions.
Yeah.
In certain situations.
And we probably would have seen it on Monday night,
yep.
But he was hurt, so we didn't. And seems like good news there. I would imagine he'll be fine and ready to go after the bye. Maybe that'll be the first time we see both guys on the field. Maybe not at the same time, but in the same game.
Mm.
You're right. That is an element we have yet to see. We really haven't seen him play with Cordarrelle Patterson all that much either.
Nope.
And I'm holding out hope that they're going to get another wide receiver. If you don't think the Steelers are the real deal, if you don't think they can win multiple playoff games, is there anything that can happen in the regular season that would make you feel like they can? 412-928-9370. We get all this analysis. Well, the Steelers lost to Dallas. They're not good. The Steelers lost to a mediocre Indianapolis team. There's one undefeated team in the sport, and that's Kansas City. And even if they weren't, they were going to get the benefit of the doubt, and as they should. They've won back-to-back championships in 3 out of 4. I mean, they could be 5, and they could have the exact same resume as the Steelers right now, and they're going to get a benefit of the doubt.
No doubt.
As
they should, right.
Yes, deservedly so. But I look at Houston, and they have a couple of losses, and you look at Baltimore and the losses that they've taken. Like, every team in the league has a bad loss. Like, the Bills, they got blown out by Baltimore.
Yep.
Right? So, I don't know if we can do that kind of analysis. Every team in the NFL is going to have a stinker or two. What's encouraging to me is the Steelers have played 3 consecutive not-great opponents and handled their business. People always want to say, well, Tomlin's always got the Tomlin loss. Well, maybe this is a better team because they don't, and they haven't had one since Russ. So, let's just see. They go out and they beat Washington in a shootout, maybe.
There.
I think that might change people's minds. But we'll see. 412-928-9370. Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock. Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. But we've moved things around. Coming up next, excited about this. He's got the extra day to prepare, Doran. Southside Jake with Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Aaron Rodgers is saying goofy things again, but it is a giant who had the goofiest thing to say this week in the NFL. We'll get to both of those things coming up in just a little bit. Right now, it's Are You Smarter Than a Plumber with Southside Jake. And before we get into this, Jake, settle the debate here. Are those flushable wipes, are they bad for your plumbing? I don't think you can hear us.
Can you hear us?
I was just ignoring you, kind of like you guys ignored me yesterday with my text message of my nuclear parlay I hit.
Oh.
You know, it left me on red. That was cool.
So seriously, flushable wipes.
So flushable wipes bad. Never. I don't even care if it says, you know, flushable. No, absolutely not. They're lying to you, and they're going to create problems, and they're going to be expensive.
My God, no. I have a ticking time bomb under my house then.
Yes, you do.
Jake, I've been using nothing but flushable wipes for when was my daughter born? Since I was 5 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's not just your house either. You're going to mess up the plumbing in the entire neighborhood.
Oh, well, I don't care about them.
That is a potential. That is a real potential. You have a ticking time bomb. You're right.
Callis, the plumber.
Yeah, Callis over here, not only do you suck for yourself, Crowley, you also suck for everybody around you, which is legit.
It's a potential.
Awesome.
But like you said, who cares about anyone else?
That's right. We do care about beating your ass, though, in this battle of trivia here. So what do you got for us, Jake? And thank you for being kind and moving your schedule around for us this week.
Oh, no problem, guys. Did I win last week? It was my first win ever.
I thought we still won.
I think I won last week.
Nah, we'll give it to him. Charity.
All right, guys. Here's what we got. You know, I'm up for a little bit of controversy always. And, you know, this is a big one this week. So, I'm going to ask you a question. If you're within one percentage point either way, I'll give it to you. Did a little bit of research here. What do you think the successful percentage of Mike Tomlin's challenges is through his career?
Oh, I just looked this up the other day. 47%.
Final?
I think it's a little lower. Forty-2%.
We'll go with
where are you going here?
We'll go with the football guy. We'll go 42.
Well, in fact, it is 43%.
Yeah! Ticker save! Ticker save for the win on the top rope! Let's go!
Yes!
Yes!
I did see an interesting stat, though, wrote by your colleague Mark Cabali there in 2023. In 2017 and 2019, Coach Tomlin lost 13 of 14 challenges. So if you really think, you take that out of the equation, it's really not that bad.
Yeah, just but, like if Callis did more push-ups, he would have been a Yankee.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, numbers speak. Stats are stupid. Whatever. All right. Next question here. This is, we're going back to our typical format of name that player.
Perfect.
Or athlete. I know. I thought I was going to get you on that one. I thought I had one in my pocket there.
Nope.
Dang it. All right. Big East Special Teams Player of the Year in 2004. During a 2007 year-long NFL suspension, this athlete was signed to TNA Wrestling. And also, finally, this athlete has the most arrests in the NFL Players Association since 2000, with 10 of them.
I know it is.
Who is he?
You know it is. You know it is. It's your boy.
It's Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Yes.
You got it. You got it. Wow, I already lost.
2-0, baby. 2-3. 2-3.
I heard a story that Pac-Man Jones once beat the hell out of a guy with a pool cue in Morgantown. Can't confirm or deny, so it's alleged. Don't want him coming after me, but I had heard that that happened.
Well, no, he's not a nice man.
He's not.
What I read.
So we going for the clean sweep here, or are you going to save yourself like the Yankees?
No, I got to try to get one. Come on. No. I don't know. I'm not too confident here. All right. This athlete stood 6'4", 230 pounds, and had the nickname the Hand of God. He spent 3 seasons with the Penguins, compiling 352 penalty minutes. He was also on the 08-09 Stanley Cup roster. Who is he?
Is it Orpik?
No.
This is one of my personal favorite enforcers of all time.
Oh, I know it is.
Is it?
It's LaRocque?
I don't think he was on the Cup team. I didn't think Goddard was on the Cup team either. Jay McKee.
6'4", 230.
Hand of God. Hal Gill?
No, he was like 6'7".
This is really going to piss me off.
I feel like it.
Why is Hand of God not ringing any bells for me here?
Was Orpik on the Cup team?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't have considered him an enforcer.
And remember, 3 seasons only. Orpik probably played way more.
Oh, that's right.
See, I'm going with Hal Gill.
Hal Gill was bigger than...
He was bigger than that?
I think so. Okay, well...
No guesses?
6'4".
I'm going Goddard. Eric Goddard.
Is that a final answer?
No.
Okay. Clock is ticking here.
Do you want to go? What do you want to go? You go. You do it.
Goddard.
Final answer.
Yes.
You got it.
Bang. Oh my goodness.
Yes! Southside Jake.
Clean sweep.
Southside Plumbing Heating.
Impressive.
Don't Very flush impressive. Those wipes, people.
He's your favorite enforcer of all time?
On the Penguins. Okay. Man, he just did his job. He did his job, and his job was to fight and beat people.
And our job was to kick your ass. Now get out of here. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
See you, boys.
Thanks, buddy. Good job on the parlay. At least you're good at something in your life.
Later. He ain't fixing your pipes.
Woo!
Wow.
I'll just sell the house.
Eric Goddard. Wow.
Let's go.
Okay, that was a good one.
Let's go. We're back.
Three.
All right.
Clean sweep.
Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers is on it again, Doran. I don't know. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, buddy.
No, I haven't. So all this is I'm excited.
Yeah, more Rodgers nonsense and then nonsense coming out of the New York Giants locker room yesterday. We'll tell you about both when we come back. Ray Fittipaldo joining us in 10 minutes. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The Jets and Texans play tomorrow night, which the week's going fast.
I know.
Steelers play Monday. We just did the football.
Uh-huh.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, he's dealing with an ankle issue, Doran. He's dealing with a sore knee, dealing with hamstring tightness. However, he said on Tuesday that a cayenne pepper and water concoction suggested by punter Thomas Morstead has him feeling better on a short week. Timo gave me a little fountain of youth, he said. He's been taking for a while. All legal, of course. He's been taking like cayenne pepper and water, so he gave me some before the game. Huh. Felt pretty good, but I've been kind of gassing him up. That's why I'm feeling so good. I'm not sure how much that's playing a factor.
I mean...
He sucks! Like, you're not drinking enough! Like, why don't you snort a cayenne pepper? I'm so tired of them now. Like, the Giants just came. The Giants are a better team right now.
Right now, yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they have better players, but they're a better team. And the Jets are a 2-point favorite against Houston. I'd like to see them win, I guess, because.
Yes.
Steelers leapfrogged the Texans. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see them win this week. I'm just so tired of this guy. Well, I've got the secrets. I know everything. This is good for your metabolic and gastrointestinal health. Okay, if it's so good, why do you suck? Seriously. Russell Wilson's played two games with the Steelers. He's a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers right now. And like Rodgers can do it from time to time, but he can't do it consistently. We're seeing consistency from Russell Wilson.
Well, this is what happens whenever, you know, you have the power and you make a lot of the decisions. And not just decisions of, you know, personnel, not just decisions of coaching staff, but I mean, I'm sure the game plan goes through him. I'm sure whenever they meet, you know, he goes in on Tuesday on their day off and puts a game plan together. It's what he wants to run.
Yes.
I mean, you think Todd Downing is putting in the game plan now? You think Nathaniel Hackett was actually putting in the game plan? No, it's Aaron Rodgers' game plan. That's why that they're not doing well. He has too much control.
Do you think every player on the team will have to drink cayenne pepper water now?
No,
gastrointestinal health.
No, because Aaron wants to be Aaron by himself. He's such an individual that he wouldn't even share it.
I think he's fake smart.
Mm.
I think he's eloquent. I think he is.
I think he's hippie smart.
Unique. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Like he's not like very like he's like I don't know. No, like a hippie smart. Like you know, yeah. Like I know. Like you could put your weed in there. You know, your weed. You know, there's. Great benefits from weed.
There was a big movement back when I was young. I'm sure the kids are still doing it these days where you would, and kids don't do drugs, where you would try to smoke weed out of all kind of weird stuff.
Yeah, like a can.
Or a banana.
Or banana, apple.
Apple, was just going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he needs to drink more cayenne pepper water, though, Doran, because his quarterback rating is 22nd in the NFL.
Mm.
Behind Jordan Love. I'm sure that makes him feel good. Behind Drake May, by the by.
Hmm.
So, how about a little bit more? Not the funniest thing to come out in media circles yesterday from New York, Doran. Jermaine Illuminor, the guy who said he wanted to see TJ Watt on an island, thought he'd be able to handle him. I'm paraphrasing. after the game and after he gave up the strip sack fumble that really changed the game, he said, I'm not going to sit here and freaking hype him up when you can watch the tape and see what he did all night. He didn't do anything for 3.5 quarters and he had one impact play, end quote. My man, you were only on an island against him like one or two times.
Right.
And when you were, you got worked.
Right.
So when you got what you wanted, he owned your ass. When you didn't get what you wanted, which was help, okay, that's when you guys had a little bit of success. Even still, Pro Football Focus, take it or leave it. 6 pressures, 2 sacks, forced fumble, fumble recovery. The highest graded edge defender in the NFL.
Oh.
It's one thing to be a competitor and say, I want him. Like, I get that.
Right.
I want TJ Watt. Give him to me. Mano-y mano, I'm a man.
Yeah, I mean, if I could do well against him, I'm going to get paid.
Yes. But don't pretend like the thing we all saw with our two eyes didn't happen. Because it did. Texter, cayenne pepper actually has big-time anti-inflammatory properties.
They do. It does.
The only thing it's keeping from inflating is his passer rating. Bang. Got him. Got him. What a joke of a franchise. And then they're favored. Make it make sense. They're at home. They got good players. Yeah,
they probably do.
Well, they also did something that had like never been done before last weekend. They held an opponent below 250 yards passing, or 250 yards total. They didn't turn the ball over. Quarterback rating, Rodgers actually did have one over 100. No team had lost in like the last 750 games. Until they lost that way. Cayenne pepper. You know what I'm going to do when I get home?
Have a cayenne pepper drink.
No, I'm not an idiot. I'm going to drink a glass of water and take a nap. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us next. Are the Steelers going to get a wide receiver? Does he view the Steelers as a true AFC contender? That and much more with Ray Fittipaldo when we come back. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 75.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.